Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you guys hear me? I'm here. Erico 224, if you can hear me, please push 1 on your dial. Just push 1 so I'll know. There you go. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, the prophet is here. I don't know, this crazy phone is not working right. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so sorry for those that called in a few minutes ago and couldn't hear my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet is here. I am here. I am here. I am here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love each of you dearly. Praise the Lord. Bless your hearts. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's working. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lamb. People, we are live in the studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Spread the word. Touch a neighbor. Tell a friend the prophet is on. I have a message for you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. I have not just been sitting up twiddling my thumbs while I was ill. I have been in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want to share things with you all that the Lord has spoken. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Share your neighbor. Call a friend. Praise the Lamb of God and tell them that the prophet is on. Hallelujah. Can I have someone to call in to pray today? Praise the Lamb. If you're here and you would like to pray with us and pray with the people of God, that you would pray with us today, please call in and push 1 on your dial if you are here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And call in and pray for us today. I would love that. I would love that. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, what an awesome God we serve today. Thank you, Jesus. Well, no one wants to pray, then the prophet has to pray himself. No one wants to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. People of God, I'm praying for those in convalescence homes and prisons all around, hallelujah, the country, the world. We're praying, hallelujah, for the sick and shut in. There's so many people ill right now. Sister Carolyn is not feeling good. We're praying for her. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Carolyn, for lifting me up while I was sick. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so many that's going through right now, so many different, hallelujah, situations and circumstances that presenting themselves. But I want you to know this. God has not forsaken you. God has not left you. And God is near you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's look to the Lord today in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory for your divine love and for all that you are and all that you do. I thank you, hallelujah, that we can come and return back to this show. I thank you, hallelujah, for your grace, your mercy on my life. Oh, God, that you touched me, that you have strengthened me, that you restored and you are restoring the capacity of this body. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, for visions and dreams upon my head. I thank you for shutting me down, that you might speak to me, that you might give me direction and guidance in all things. You are my God. You are my King. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. And I love and adore you. Bless your holy name, Father, today, that all things are well. Hallelujah. I bless you today. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you homage. Hallelujah. I reverence you, oh God. Hallelujah. Your people reverence you. We love and adore you today, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for hearing prayer. If nothing else, thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. For there is no God like our God, whose ear is near his people. Hallelujah. Who can feel the pulse. Hallelujah. And the emotions and the concerns of his people. Your compassion is great for us, Father. And we give you praise, oh God. Thank you today. Hallelujah. To your name, Father. Now, oh God, we approach your throne. Hallelujah. In humility, but yet boldly by the blood of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, today to look today, oh God. Hallelujah. On those who are sick and shut in. Remember them, Father. Touch, oh God. Hallelujah. And let them reach out and touch you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for those, hallelujah, behind prison bars that you're rehabilitating, that you're reconstructing their lives, that you're redirecting, oh God, you're repositioning them, even by their spirits, oh God. Look today, oh God, hallelujah, on that young man. Look today on that girl, Father. I know, God, you can change their lives. I know you can snatch them as branches from eternal burning, Father. Look and have mercy today, Father. You're God all by yourself. Father, today somebody's bills are stacked up. Today, Father, someone is wondering how they're going to pay their car note, Father. Somebody is wondering how they're going to keep their phone on. Somebody is wondering how the kids are going to make it, oh God, in school. Somebody's wondering where the tuition is going to come from. But I know you're God today. And I know you're a way maker. I know you're a door opener. I know, hallelujah, God, what you can do. I know who you can touch. I know that heart of the wealthy that you can touch and release it to your people today, oh God. I know what you can do. I've seen you do it before, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on your people today, Father, and have mercy, oh God. Father, today somebody needs you. Hallelujah. They need you desperately, oh God. Somebody's child is being rolled in the operating room. Somebody has been diagnosed with an incurable disease. Somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother. Father, today you're God by yourself. Look in her mercy today, Father. Hallelujah. Let the healing virtue flow, oh God. Hallelujah. Flow from your throne. Flow from the rivers. Hallelujah today, Father. Nobody can do what you can do. Oh, mighty and awesome God you are today, Father. Somebody need encouragement. Somebody needs strength. Snatch that razor blade. Snatch that gun. Snatch that boy's mind. They want to go to school and seek revenge. Father, look today on our young people. We need you to harness their minds. We need you, oh God. Hallelujah. To let the gospel of Jesus Christ be returned to the schools. That prayer return to the schools. That prayer return to the homes. Let prayer be in our streets. Let prayer be a way of life for your people, oh God. Father, look in her mercy. By your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, mow today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name. again, people of God, you are here with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today. And I thank and praise everyone, God, for every one of you, hallelujah, that's listening. My God, the Spirit of God is moving already. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, hallelujah, this seat is hot today. Praise the Lamb of God, just as I was praying there. Oh, my goodness gracious, what an awesome God that we've served. I had so many visions and dreams since the last time that I've spoke with you all. Matter of fact, I was sharing with our administrators, praise the Lamb of God, all of the visions and dreams that I've had. Hallelujah. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Such vision and dreams I've had even last night, and I was sharing with them today that, hallelujah, I saw we were in a class setting, but it wasn't a regular class setting. There was something very unusual about this. It looked as though we were outside, but we were not outside. Praise the Lamb of God. It was as though we were in a dome, glass-covered dome or something, but it had a bridge, praise, and it was tables and stuff even set, praise the Lamb of God, around this little bridge. And we were there teaching and what have you, and it was so many people that had come past the place for education to be taught, praise the Lamb of God, until the administrators and what have you came to me and saying, Prophet, what are we going to do? There's not enough teachers. There's not enough teachers. And I turned around and I looked at them and I said, oh, yes, there are. Go look in the mirror and you will find the teacher. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, it's your time now. It's your turn. It's time for you to come into the place of teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, God is preparing us for something that's greater than what we are. Praise the Lamb of God. God is preparing us. Hallelujah, people of God. And I hope and pray that the time that we spend together day after day, praise the Lamb of God on these shows, and the time that we spend together on the page and the teachings that we do, and praise the Lamb of God and all that we try to share with you all, I hope and pray, people of God, that you are understanding and that you are grasping the knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. Now listen, this has triggered something in me, and I want to say this to all of you all. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to purchase a copy of the manual. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to purchase a copy of the prophetic manual. Hallelujah. The prophetic awakening awareness manual. And you need to get into it, and you need to start studying it step by step. Praise the Lamb, chapter after chapter, and get those principles, those terminologies, praise the Lamb of God, and those teachings under your belt if you have not yet purchased the manual. It's right there on our website, psmintl.org. Start preparing yourself, praise the Lamb of God, for what is to come. The failure of preparation is, in fact, the way you prepare to fail. When you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Make sure, people of God, that you get the manual. Hallelujah. If nothing else on my website you want, you don't want no oil, you don't want the blessed water, praise, you don't want none of that, go and get the manual for the knowledge, people of God. You need that knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there on the website under the products. Get that and let us ship that out to you as soon as possible. Pray, another shipping is taking place this week. Praise the Lamb of God. My son Brett, we got to get his another shipment out to him. Praise the Lamb of God, and a couple of others who wanted the blessed water. Praise the Lamb of God. And listen, people of God, I was sick, and I asked the Lord. I laid on the bed. I said, Lord, can I drink the water? And the Lord told me no. I said, what? Isn't that funny? That even though God used me like that to do the water, he wanted to bless me in another way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes the natural process of healing is better for you because it builds up your immunity. Hallelujah. And strengthens you for your next victory, your next journey. I'm excited about God. It's been a great week of rest. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you that. The Lord has just blessed us tremendously. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you should saw the visions of me displays the Lamb of God walking on top of serpents' heads, smashing them down to the ground, grinding them to nothing. Praise the Lamb of all the visions and dreams that I've had across this past week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people. Hallelujah, that I'm going to have to meet and share with. God has just been revealing and revealing and revealing. And I am just excited about God. But I'm excited because I know God is working in your lives also. I know God is doing a lot for the people of God in this season to bring you into the place, hallelujah, and the position of your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, I've been posting this on the page, on the different pages, praise the Lamb of God. Not so much on PSM, but on my page, hallelujah, and on the apostolic page, I've been posting almost every day about change, praise the Lamb of God. And if you don't desire, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to change, if you don't have the willingness to be stretched, praise the Lamb of God, to be turned inside out, praise the Lamb of God, to shut down, to lose everything, to start over, praise the Lamb of God, you may not receive, hallelujah, the total promise of your package. Because sometimes it demands a change, praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes it demands a change of place, sometimes position, sometimes posture, praise the Lamb of God. And when these dynamics appear to you, hallelujah, they always come in a place of uncomfortability. Praise the Lamb of God. You're uncomfortable in the position that you're in the place that you're in the posture that you're in. Praise the Lamb of God. But you're also fearful, which gives you uncomfortability, and your fear is about changing. Hallelujah. Your fear is about becoming a brand new you. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, God is trying to reposition you. You don't have a job, and he wants you to create your own business, but you are so addicted to the system, praise the Lamb of God, until you don't recognize all the giftings that God has given you. And God is holding you there, as the prophet told the woman with the oil, who had lost her husband, praise the Lamb of God. And she came to him and said, my husband was one of the sons of the prophet, and he's dead, and the creditors are coming to take my sons, praise the Lamb of God. And Elisha looks at her and says, what do you have in the house? Hello, somebody. What do you have in the house? She said, all I have is a little oil, praise the Lamb of God. He said, go borrow some pots, all you can, and fill them in your house. Close the door behind you, you and your sons, and fill every one of them to the brim. She did it, and when she came back out, she says, they're all done, they're all filled. Now what? He had to give her directions. Said, now go, take the pot, take the oil, sell them, praise the Lamb of God, pay off your debt with your son, watch this, and you live off the rest. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah, sometimes God is trying to reposition you, hallelujah, reposture you to look within, praise the Lamb of God, instead of looking without, hallelujah, so that you can walk in the blessing that God has for you. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God. I want to share that with you. Change is something that the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, always hate to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm glad to be back too, granddaughter. Bless you. My granddaughter just told me, glad you back, granddaddy. Granddaddy, glad to be back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Change is something, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to have to embrace, hallelujah, even to receive. Many of us, wealth, praise the Lamb of God, change, that's going to make a change in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to receive wealth, you're going to change. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you. Some things are going to change, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. when God bless you with whatever he has for you in this season, some changes are going to be made. Hallelujah. They're going to have to be made, and you must become an agent of change. You must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that God is changing you, hallelujah, so that you can receive what he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be what he needs you to be. Praise the Lamb of right where he desires you to be. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us should be assessing, reassessing, evaluating, reevaluating our posture, our place, or the whole gamut. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Hallelujah. So that we can posture ourselves properly to receive the promises of God. Since this is, hallelujah, the manifest season of promise. Praise the Lamb of God. It is not just about what these things God has promised us individually. It's what God has promised, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to take place in the world. Hallelujah, because we are in a season, people of God, of signs and wonders and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a Pentecostal season. That's a season, praise the Lamb of God, of revival. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders and miracles are set in place to shock, hallelujah, people into salvation, to bring people back to God, for God to reveal himself fresh to a new generation. Hallelujah. Look up and down your streets. Look at your news. Look at CNN. Look at all that's going on in our world. Hallelujah. All it needs, hallelujah, is the hearts of people turned back to God. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what God is doing in this season. It's not just about you now. Praise the Lamb. I know you all of that in a bag of potato chips with some ketchup and hot sauce all mixed together. I know you all of that. I'm not saying you're not. You all of that you believe you are. But it's not all about you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not all about you. Hallelujah. God so loved the world. When God does something, praise the Lamb of God, that's relational to promise, it always affects the masses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It always affects a change to the masses, a change in direction of life. Praise the Lamb of God. A change in quality of life. A change in relationship with God. Hallelujah. When God does something, praise the Lamb of God. That's what happens. And understand that God is setting many of us up to free us, praise the Lamb of God, from the bondage so that we can be an active ministry. You better listen to me. You better go look in the mirror, hallelujah, and say, maybe he's talking to me. You better go get in your prayer closet and say, Lord, is this word for me? Praise the Lamb of God. God is freeing many of us up, hallelujah, from the bondage of the system of the world. Hallelujah. And some of us going to miss it because the blessing going to come in and we're not going to be able to handle the blessing. The blessing going to come in and we're not going to be able to handle the blessing. We're going to squander it. Praise the Lamb of God. And then still remain a slave to the system when God is trying to free you from the system so that he can use you in daily ministry. Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. When your blessing come, hallelujah. I know I'm talking to the right ones today. Yes, Lord. When your blessings come, hallelujah, don't squander it, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't start running out buying coats and shoes and this, that. Oh, look, and bling, 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 and blong, blong, bling. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you get something, when you get a blessing like that, you need to just set it down and wait till your spirit relax. Hallelujah. Cast your little list to the side of who you're going to do and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Do what God has required of you when it comes to your tithes and your offering. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you sit it down and say, now, Lord, what will you have me to do with your money? Praise with the rest of your money. What should I do with this, Lord? Why have you blessed me like this? Who am I that you bless me like this? Where are you trying to take me? Because surely you didn't give this to me for me to just throw it back into the world. Hallelujah. Put on your thinking caps now, people of God. In this season, your thinking cap must be on, praise the Lamb of God, so that you'll be able, hallelujah, to operate on another level. Do you go find yourself saying, I had it and I lost it? And many of us have that testimony today. I had it and I lost it. I had it, I spent it. I had it, I gave it away. Praise the Lamb of God. I had it and I was robbed out of it. I was manipulated out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. But God's desire in this season is to free many of you from the chains of slavery. Praise the Lamb of God. From that bondage, hallelujah, that you've been in for so many years. I got a caller here. Caller?
Good afternoon, Papa Shake. How you doing, sir?
My son, Brett, here. Oh, I got a good one on the line. Hey, Brett.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, Papa?
The Lord, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. You are so on point today. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear your voice on the blog today, man. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm just in agreement, 100% agreement about the self-evaluation and preparation and for positioning ourselves for the mighty miracle and the wonders and the signs that God is producing to us right now. And I was just typing up a little commentary to myself, and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to type? And he was saying, from fear to faith. And as we go into this weekend, I just asking God, just trying to repent after the prayer call was so awesome, man. And the prayer call was so awesome, and we was praying so hard about repentance and looking at our problems instead of how big our God is, man. And for you to come on the radio again after going to service all weekend and being in that place with God, drawing closer, to hear you talk the exact words. I know the Lord was speaking last night and all day. I just know it's confirmation, and you right on point. I'm in agreement and support right now with you, man. You know I love you.
Yes, I do. Brett, man of God, listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. What you're speaking right now, praise the Lamb of God, is what I've been trying to tell people in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a major change in the majority of faith walkers' lives to move from fear to faith. I'm telling you the truth. Fear is a sneaky enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. It can be very subtle. And that fear can arrest you, praise the Lamb of God, and stop you from doing anything.
Yes, God. Yes, Father. Thank you.
One of the productive parables, praise the Lamb of God, and the pericopes or stories that Jesus gives, praise the Lamb of God, to us in Scripture, I believe it's somewhere around Matthew 24, somewhere in there. It's the parable of the talents. We all know the parable of the talents.
Yeah.
The problem with the lack of productivity in the life of the man that God gave the one talent was he took it and buried it. Mm-hmm. And when his Lord came back and asked him, said, what did you do with it? He said, I was fearful of you.
I put it in the dirt.
And so I took it and hid it. And he was cast into utter darkness because of that, because he didn't do nothing productive with it. God said in this season, what I'm giving you is for your productivity. I want you to produce with it. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to come back and it's less. I don't want to come back and say, I gave you $1 million. And 5 years from now, you don't have a dime. See, some people don't like this kind of talk. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because we want what we want for us, and we want to do what we want to do with it, and then we want to sit up and look up in the ceiling and say, well, I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I went on trips. I did this and have nothing to show.
Yes.
It's time, people of God, that we do something for God, that we do something that's going to impact our generation, that we do something that's going to help somebody else.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And that's why your blessing's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why you will you be able to eat off of it? Yes. You're supposed to eat off the off your field. You're supposed to.
Yes, God. Thank you.
But you're supposed to work your field while you're eating off of it.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
So what God has given us in this season, we gonna have to cast fear away.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We can't be fearful. If we're fearful, then we're gonna have some problems. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be some issues that we're going to have and that we're going to have to tackle that we're not going to like. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just being honest with you, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, man, you're really on top of this point. Now, tell me again, why were you writing all of this down in your memo? Talk to me a minute here.
You know how awesome God is. And you are so on point because I'm trying to figure out, God, what is my niche, man? What are you really saying? I hear the prophetic word spoken on my life, and I want to know where you want me to go in California. What you want me to do? And I hear the prophetic word, so I said, I got to bring this thing into fruition because God, it's too much being spoken now. God, what do you want me to do? So after the last couple months, you know, we've been participating in the commentaries on Saturday. The last commentary got picked up by one of my buddies' blog, and it got picked up on ChristianBarn.com or something, and got publicized nationwide. And I was like, "Whoa, Jack! Like, wow! You know, the last one that we had put on the blog at the beginning of this year. So I've been just trying to keep my mind fresh of just typing up stuff what the Lord want me to write on, because I believe that's one of my spiritual gifts is writing. So I'm asking the Lord, what, you know, every time I ask him, like, what do you want me to write about, he began to take a couple of days to work with me and first work with myself. Like, what are some of the things that you're struggling with? What are some of the things that's just stopping you from your promises? So that was one of the things I know, that sometimes I get fearful about the bondage of leaving out of my factory job, you know, or Ford's, and moving to this place, this promised land that God has set before us. But it hasn't been easy for me. So as I still hold on, sometimes I hold on to what I used to have. And you're saying, like, you know, I got to get out of this bondage. And also, while I'm going into this level, I need to be able to bless the people, because I have too much inside of me that God is blessing me with to share. And I know too much, man. I've been too many places. I know how God has moved in my life. And I'm looking at the problem before I'm looking at the promises. And that's a problem. That's a fearful thing that's stopping me from where the prophetic word spoken on my life. And I know it's going to be a blessing to others, because I know it's somebody going through it just like me.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
I know it. I know it. But I know that it's not just about me, though. It's a bigger one. When you say, get out of the bondage, and you tell me, you prophesy and say, man of God, you're going to have a building that's going to be a multi-purpose building to help youth and all that. I get out to California, and not only have I linked up with black people, I linked up with Latinos. And I'm saying, Lord, you can open up this big arena for me. I need to be on point. I can't be having these lapses. I got to be on point. And it's not like I'm not getting the teaching. It's not like I'm not getting the word implanted in me. It's something that's blocking me. So I got to address me. I can't worry about everybody else. Brett, I need to address Brett. And it's an everyday process. That's what you're speaking on today. It's an everyday process that we go through every single day. Every day. A repentance.
God is ready. God is ready to save. Is ready to save and deliver people of God, generations of people. Telling you, these awesome desires, praise the Lamb of God, that's being planted in our spirits, and all that we are envisioning and dreaming and having visions in this season is not, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, common. It's not a thing that everybody is going through. There are, if you're one of these like Brett, who is sensing and knowing and hearing the word of God and what have you, then you need to be positioning yourself just like he is, with pen and paper, not just writing down what you're hearing, but writing down plans. Praise the Lamb of God. What would I do with a facility? See, once you start thinking in the realm of the scene, now you're messing with my lessons in the future here that I have lined up here, Britt, but I'm going to drop this anyway. It's the Lamb of God, Britt, that cracked into the prophetic on me here, you all. Praise the Lord. Once you start, once you start really, praise the Lamb of God, moving in the area of the vision, praise the Lamb of God, that God is given to you just by thinking on it. Watch this. I'm going to give you something here, Brett. Just by thinking on it, when you tap into the area, praise the Lamb of God, that's centered in that vision that God has. So I'm not the plans, people of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will on your mind. He'll breathe on your mind and start giving you revelation. And you'll just start writing some things down, thinking you thinking it, and you not. The Holy Spirit will start giving it to you. Hallelujah. It'll start just leaping out of your spirit on what you should be planning and how. For instance, this community center, praise the Lamb of God. If Brett down and really think about what he wants to do with this community center, what the Lord will have him to do with it, the Lord will start giving him revelation on how he wanted it set up.
Yeah, he has. That's how awesome, Prophet, you saw on point today, man. Oh, it's unbelievable. It was like the Lord, like in one of the classes that I'm taking, it talked about elderly people. And, a lot of times you don't really recognize how many times we neglect in our society elderly people when they get sick. And what kind of environment, we got to change. We got to create change for people. And I said, now, if I don't start thinking like a millionaire and a billionaire of setting up these community centers to help people, then what am I doing? Am I really doing kingdom business? So that's the challenge. That's the challenge that set before people is to begin to write those business plans out so we can get out of bondage, so we don't have to work anymore and be available to help people. The real help that needs to be helped, delivering the healing the sick, man. The sick and the older people, man, they need it just as much as the young people need to be helped.
Man, I'm telling you, Brett, you got people texting me everything. I'm telling you, my phone is going off. Let me put this thing to the side. Man, you got people texting me everything, talking about, oh, Brett preaching to me today. Oh, my God. You got it going on here, man. This, people of God, listen, what Brett is talking about, what we're sharing with you here, is so vital importance to the promise. See, all of this is connected to the prophecies that have been prophesied over this young man's life for the last year or so. These things have just come. He's been bombarded with prophecies, and change had to come. He is a perfect, praise the Lamb of God, should I say, prototype of what God is doing in this season. Brett lived in the city of Detroit, where right here in Southfield, Michigan. He lived, praise the Lamb of God, for a number of years, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't even know how he got to Indiana. I really don't know how that Hallelujah.
God transferred me to Chicago, and I just lived in Indiana because it was just cheaper. It's right on the borderline of Chicago.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I remember you was telling me about the thing in Chicago. And even then I was telling him, God's got a ministry for you. Because I thought it was in Chicago because I kept the Lord kept saying, in the city.
It is because look at the divine connections that has been created with Imagineese, with Carolyn, with Pastor Frazier, with Sandra. Look at the divine connection here. Pastor Sichuan. I came to Pastor Sichuan's in them church prophet when you was there in Chicago. That couldn't have happened unless I was in Indiana to hear that word, and you gave the oil. You gave us the oil in that church that I sent to California to our family before we even moved into this house. I still was living in Indiana. That's how awesome my God is. I'm telling you. That's how awesome God is. That's how awesome God is. I pressed my way to Chicago. I got on a freeway from Indiana to Chicago and never had been to that side of Chicago before. And I had to go by myself, man. I came by myself, stepping out on a whole lot of somewhere I'd never been before. and came to from in Chicago. We went to the sanctuary. Prophet, look how awesome God is. We went to the sanctuary after that. I went to the sanctuary a month after that, 2 months after that.
That's true. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Plus, on top of that, what I was trying to get to, Brett, was the place of struggle in change.
Yeah.
When Brett was living in Indiana, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord birthed this desire in him to be with his family. But there was fear that was challenging faith.
Yes.
That's what I want you to talk about there. Talk about what was going on there, Brett.
As a man, I've always worked. I always worked. I always had a job since 15 years old, and I started working in the plant at 20. So for 19 years, I've been working in the factory. And when they were doing the California thing, I refused to go. I was like, you know what? I didn't understand why in the world would we do this. We working. We both got income coming in, man. And God began to move in our life. And so I was like, I'm moving to Chicago. Like, I'm not giving up my job. I'm going to keep working. And I'm just going to fly back and forth. And that's what I did. But at the same time, I wasn't protecting my family. The only thing I could do was pray. So the one blessing that I really understand now is I had to let go of the bondage of being trapped inside somewhere. I knew that I had my mind just totally just trapped. I couldn't take it no more. Because I was just a number. I was just a social security number. I was just seniority in the plant. And I knew God had something better for me from that. And that goes back to me and you, Prophet, and that's our divine relationship, because I would take those CDs that I got from church at Third New Hope and listen to them over and over and over in the plant, even when I wasn't supposed to. And I would just listen to them over and over. And that helped me get through those days where I didn't understand. And my mind was just running like I had all these ideas to help people, and I couldn't do it. I was a number. I was just a factory worker. So right now I'm going from the fear part of depending on that money that I have been making and trusting in God to be my provider and provide exceedingly abundantly right now for me and my family. Not dependent on my daughter or my wife. I'm a man. I've always provided. I always went out, but I thought it was my own power. I thought it was me.
Lord
Jesus. I thought it was me because I could go walk into the plant and make money on 12 on Sunday, but not go to church and then not tithe. And then ask, why am I broke? Why did I have all this stuff, a house, two cars, the typical family, a suburban home and all that, and we went had to go down to nothing, profit, bankrupt, all that, starting over. And the man of God spoke last night. He said that this is a miracle season. The same thing you've been teaching over the last year. He said the same exact thing last night. And I knew it was confirmation because I hadn't heard your voice on the radio all week. And I said, God, we pushed our way. And I knew God had a word for me. And you come around the next morning and say the same thing. The Lord lit another fire in me. He said, he lit a fire and said, share with the people, man. Get the people. Stop playing around with them. Grow. Be better. Be better in this ministry. Be stand up front. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing around. It's time. It's time to step
Hallelujah.
Up and get my miracle. It's time to get my blessing. It's time to step into the anointing. We have to step forward and turn this ministry into a nationwide ministry where every state, the power is flowing from every state. Because when we get on that phone call on Friday night, you can feel the anointing every time.
Yes,
you can feel
Lord.
The power.
Lord, I was on that Friday night the whole call. I was there. I was just congested, and I didn't say nothing. But Denise,
know
I was on the line. I was there.
Man, every night, every week, every phone call, every blog talk radio is developing the saints right now, and that's the exciting part. And how can we all be a part of it to make it better? You know, I only can imagine what it's going to be like when we get to the prophetic gathering.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. I'm scared of that myself. Well, we're working on it. Praise the Lamb of God. We are going to Chicago. Hallelujah. In November, people of God, I hope everybody is putting away their dollar-week plan. Praise the Lamb of God, so you can have your finances together and have that. Some of you are going to get your income tax return. Discipline. People of God, you must have discipline in this season. Take that chunk. Sit it to the side. Know that's my money. I got it. Pray. Plus, I'm saving. Hallelujah. This is not the season, people of God, to cause the shoemakers to be rich. This is not the season. It's your time now. Praise the Lamb of God. It's your season. most times, praise the Lamb, let me just drop this in your spirit, and this is not our point of what you're saying. Most times when you go into a business, if you find the owner, he does not look like what he's selling.
Hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. You go into a place that sells high-level shoes. The person working there is not wearing Prada. The person working there is not wearing the high-priced stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm talking about the employer, the person who owns the place. Hallelujah. Because they're selling it. Praise the Lamb of God. They want you to buy it. Now you go home with them and you'll see something else. You'll see paid for homes, paid for cars. You'll see their children, college funds and stuff is all paid, but they paid it by selling you the shoes.
Amen.
They ain't wearing those shoes.
Amen.
That's the drug man mentality. He don't use the product. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
They don't use the product. Praise the Lamb of God. They want you to use it.
Amen.
I'm just telling you all the awesome truth today. Praise the Lamb of God. This show, hallelujah, is really blessing a lot of people. And we don't want to get off the beaten path. I just want to drop that in your spirit because he mentioned the conference and things of this nature. There's a lot we want to do to reach the nations and praise the Lamb of God. It just so happened that the guy I was supposed to meet for the television situation, he going through the same thing I'm going through, and he don't even know it. He just called me and left a message and said, "I'm gonna have to cancel our meeting. I have this neurovirus, and we can't. So I'll reschedule you when I get back on my feet." And I just started laughing because I said I can't make the meeting, but he can't make it either. So that means to me that God has something, praise the Lamb of God, at that intersection that him and I is going to meet at, that's going to be a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, God is moving so in this season, praise the Lamb of God, until it's crazy. This is what I want to do right now at the top of the hour. I want to give you some advertisement. Of course, y'all know my voice. I'm struggling with it. But I feel real good. Don't confuse my voice with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my feelings. I'm feeling fantastic, people, and I praise God for all of your prayers. Next week, Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God, we will be in, hallelujah, Pontiac, Michigan, at New Jerusalem Church, praise the Lamb of God, on Tuesday night, hallelujah, at 5:00 p.m. The service starts really at 5:00. Hallelujah. And then they're out by, 7. Praise the Lamb of God, 7:30. It's a prophetic service. Hallelujah. Pastor Dr. Saunders has asked me to come and release the prophetic mantle over New Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb of God there in Pontiac, Michigan. Praise the Lamb of God, Flint, Michigan. Praise the Lamb in Flint, Michigan. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Bishop Otis Floyd, our father of the full gospel, one of the fathers of full gospel, pastored that church for many years. Big, beautiful edifice. If you've never been to New Jerusalem, you need to try to get there. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's going to be next Tuesday night. We will be there. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the week of the 21st, we are at the prayer center with Pastor Epps, who will be on the radio show later on this week. Praise the Lamb of God. She will be on the radio show with us. Hallelujah. Pastor Gracie McCoy will be on the radio show with us. Prophetess Gracie McCoy, who's going to be working with us, praise the Lamb, as we do the prophetic prayer, praise the Lamb of God conference there in Dallas, Fort Worth. Praise the Lamb of God at the prayer center. You're all invited, praise the Lamb of God, to these dynamic services. The Lord is reserving us, praise the Lamb of God, for these events, and we thank God for it. I'm saying to you all, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not moving without the unction and the Spirit of God giving me direction in this season on where I should go, who I should be around, and what I should be doing. It's too important, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Hallelujah. And I don't want to miss God, people of God. I really don't want to miss God in this season. So I'm doing my best to move by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, as he gives me direction on where to go, what to do, praise the Lamb of God, and on how to do it so that people can be blessed. I am preparing myself, praise the Lamb of God, to be a, praise the Lamb of God, an avenue, praise the Lamb, for God to utilize for signs, wonders, and miracles. I am preparing myself for that, praise the Lamb of God, so that God can get all out of me that he desires. And I want you to do the same thing, people of God. Hallelujah. On a daily basis, we need to be praying, use me, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be that person that you use today to be a blessing to someone. I want to be that person that you use today to be a blessing to the masses. I want to be that person, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you use today. All of us have something within. That's how I started this. All of us have something within us that is so precious, yet so powerful, hallelujah, because it's the deposit of God that he has placed in us that we can utilize, hallelujah, for God's glory, for God's praise, that people can be blessed through. And people of God, I don't want you to miss it this in this season of manifested promise. Don't you miss it, praise the Lamb of God. It's time for you to stop listening to the voice of the enemy. It's time for you to stop listening to those who are distracting you from your divine purpose. It's time for you to put aside childish things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And start allowing your mind and your spirit to be soaked in the Holy Ghost so that you can be led of God. I told you all this at the top of the year. This is my personal, praise the Lamb of God, passage of Scripture this year out of Romans 8. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And the earnest expectation of the creation is groaning in travail, waiting on the manifestation of the true children of God. I believe you're one of those, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett, I believe you are one of those.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Praise the Lamb. Those that's listening to me, I believe that you are one of those that God, hallelujah, has ordained, has preordained, hallelujah.
Yes.
In this season to work signs, wonders, and miracles through. Now,
hallelujah.
I'm going to say this, Brett. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Those of us who are really looking, praise the Lamb of God, for the great manifestation in our lives of the promise, and I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes, praise the Lamb of God. I just want you to know this. Hallelujah. You're going to be the recipients of great blessings, of great promises, as you position yourself to be used of God. The greater you position yourself to be used of God, the greater going to be your manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The greater you position yourself to be used of God, the greater you can be stretched. Hallelujah. The more you can envision. Envision for God's glory, the more God is going to put in your hands. Hallelujah. The more God is going to put in your hands. But you must come into this vision. You must come under the umbrella of it, people of God. I know the plans he has for me. Hallelujah. This got to be you this year. This has to be you this year. I know the plans God has for me, that they're good and they're not evil, and that they have an expected end. That must be you in this season, people of God. Hallelujah. You cannot be one of those that's haphazardly living. You just surviving. All you worried about is survival. See? You haven't came into the blessedness of who you are. Because if you knew who you are, then you already know that survival, praise the Lamb of God, is an absolute automatic for you. That God is going to take care of you. Hallelujah. That's a distraction of the enemy to keep you worrying about is the light bill going to get paid. That's a distraction of the enemy that keeps you worried about. Listen to what I'm saying. Worried. Worry is fear. Worry is fear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there is no worry in God. Oh, my, my.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh, my, I just helped somebody right there. I know I did.
Yes, God.
I felt the release out of my spirit on you right now.
Yes, okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. There is no worry in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And worry is fear. Worry is a deterrent of your faith. And you must get rid of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And walk free, knowing that my way is made in God. Hallelujah. All I have to do is make the way for God. My way is made in God. All I have to do is make the way for God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his way straight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And your struggle is over. Prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his way straight. A highway in your desert. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch with God. Watch, don't God cause your desert place to be an oasis. Watch God fill the house with all good things. Watch God do it. Prepare you the way of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing that God is desiring to do in this season. Hallelujah. I'm going to be dealing with more of this, praise the Lamb of God, in New Jerusalem. I'm going to be dealing with a lot of prophetic praying, people of God. We got a pastor's session on Thursday morning there at the prayer center. All pastors in the Fort Worth area, praise the Lamb of God. I already had a couple of calls of people who want to fly in for this. These 3 days, praise the Lamb of God, the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Of the week of the 21st. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, people of God. You don't want to miss this. Hallelujah. And Saturday morning, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Saturday morning, we're going to be there also. Hallelujah. Doing things that's going to be such a blessing to the people of God concerning prophetic praying. Hallelujah. Prophecy. Of course, that's going to come forth, and you all know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Personal as well as corporate. Hallelujah. As God releases to us, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to be blessing the people there in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas area. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're in that region, in that area, make your way to the prayer center. We'll be giving you more information on that. Praise the Lamb of God. As the week progresses, we will be giving you more information on that. God is just awesome, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. What a mighty, mighty God we serve, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, listen, let me say this. Aren't you glad, Brett, do you know our brother Gilda Gloria?
I don't know him. I just saw his, up on the pages regularly. I haven't really know him like that.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know, he was like you. He was on fire with us for a little season. Then, for some reason, he was off Facebook. And as soon as he came back on, he found us. He came back right back into fellowship with us. Hallelujah. What an awesome brother. You're gonna love your fellowship with him. Very serious brother. Used to be a Muslim. Praise the Lamb.
Okay.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb was 100% Muslim. And the Lord has blessed him to come into this Christian faith. And you talking about a man that's on fire? Oh,
right.
My goodness gracious. Awesome, brother, and we want to welcome him back to our circle. Praise the Lamb of God. Just an awesome man of God. People of God, I got a message for you that I'm going to give you in just a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you that there is so much, praise the Lamb of God, going on in this season that's going to be a blessing to the people of God. Let me tell you something. These little petty attacks of the enemy, that the enemy has been throwing out at us, people of God, don't let that worry you. Don't look at the devil and laugh right in his face. Praise the Lamb of God. All these little petty attacks is just to distract you. Praise the Lamb of God from your true purpose, your true place, your true position. Once you get focused, all the enemy can do is throw distractions. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. Stay focused. And watch what God does for you in this season. Don't be distracted. Stay. Whoever just prayed for me, thank you. I felt that. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your prayers. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a greater clearing as I'm talking. Hallelujah. In my voice and what have you. I know my daughter Angel, she's my voice doctor. She'd be texting me, Dad, speak lower. Calm down. Drink some water. That's my baby. I love her so much. Hallelujah. Now, Brett.
Yes, sir.
You and I are going to discuss something here. You still with me, son?
Yeah, I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We're going to discuss something here. Praise. And those of you that's on the line and what have you, and you can join in. All you got to do is push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have comments and things today. Is decree and declaration on our page today. So we're decreeing things over your lives, people of God. You ought to join us. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't get weary in well-doing. Praise the Lamb of God. God didn't say it would be instant manifestation. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In your eyes on what you speak, praise the Lamb of God. But the instant you make your declaration, this prophetic talk, hallelujah, is already manifested in the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That it will come forth. I told you that in the beginning about the unseen and the seen. Make your declaration. Praise the Lamb. Right here in Joshua, praise the Lamb. Brett, you got a Bible right there?
I got to pull it up on the iPad.
Pull your iPad up, man. Get your Bible up there. Go to Joshua for me, the third chapter. I want to give the people of God a little message here. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be a blessing to them. This lesson is going to bless you. Hallelujah. So that you can be ready for your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Got to get you ready. I want you ready. Praise the Lamb of God.
Joshua 3.
Yeah, the third chapter. I've been working in this area all month at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God, dealing with promise. And because this is the year of promise of the manifested blessings, and we're going to get them. Praise the Lord. But there's still things we need to do to work on ourselves to make sure that we don't miss them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Joshua, the third chapter. Brett, start reading the first five verses is what I want. Y'all listen to this.
And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your holy place, from your place, and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for the morrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
That's it. Praise God. For tomorrow the Lord, he said, sanctify yourself, because tomorrow the Lord is going to do wonders among you. Now this is what the Lord gave me. Praise the Lamb of God. He gave me a prescription, if you would, or a recipe, praise the Lamb of God, for your promise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And that's what I want to talk to you about, people of God, just for these last few minutes here that we have together. Hallelujah. Because it's of vital importance for us to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that when God makes a decreed promise over your life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and over his people, you must understand this. It's a promise that's going to take you to a place that you've never been before. Praise the Lamb of God. So those of you said, I know I had money before, I did today. No. This is different. Praise the Lamb of God. You have asked the children of Israel on the periphery of the promised land, on the periphery of your promise. Friend, you need to know that you have never been this way before. Praise the Lamb of God. There are things, praise the Lamb, that's awaiting you in the promise that you have never encountered. Praise the Lamb of God. Such as Brett looking at, hallelujah, a facility that will house all of these young people and all of these men, and he can do marriage ministry out of, and all of this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a way you have never been before. It's something unique and different that's awaiting you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, these great and precious promises, praise the Lamb of God, these great and precious promises that God has made to us, praise the Lamb of God, must be placed in perspective. Hallelujah. And we must understand that there's always, praise the Lamb of God, some prerequisites on our, praise the Lamb of God, part that must be met in order for manifestation to be sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. Since God has made all of these promises to us, there should be an air of anticipation. Praise the Lamb of God. There should be an air, praise the Lamb of God, of expectation, which I'm sure it is in the majority of us. If it's not, then maybe he hasn't promised you much. But what he has promised me, I'm anticipating, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm anticipating what God has promised me. Hallelujah. With great expectation. And since this is this way, praise the Lamb of God, we must look at the patterns in Scripture when God made a promise. Now watch this. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The promise, I want y'all, don't miss this. Don't miss this. Praise the Lamb of God. The promise that God made on Israel for them to go in their promised land. Everybody that's going into the promise, Brett.
Yes.
None of them were alive when the promise was made.
Yes. The kids on the way.
Is that right? None of them were alive when the promise was made. Watch this, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever promise God has promised you, it was already promised before you came into the world. It was already promised before you came into the world. God made a promise years and years and years and years and years ago. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All the way back to the covenant of Jesus Christ, sitting around that table with his disciples. Praise the Lamb of God. A new covenant, a new promise, new conditions I give unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That was sealed in his blood. The promises, praise the Lamb of God, are eternal promises. When God makes these eternal promises to us, they will manifest. Now, we know this journey was 40 years. Praise the Lamb of God. This was a 40-year journey. Hallelujah. In our eyes, because we just look from Egypt to the promised land. But God made this promise to Abraham. This is the Abrahamic promise. This ain't the Mosaic promise. This is the Abrahamic promise. When you go back to the 12th chapter, 13th chapter, and so in Genesis, you'll see God promised Abraham that his seed would inhabit this land. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, they took it personal, Brett, as though the promise is to them. Now, why are you saying this, prophet? I'm saying this to you because when you take the promise personal as this is my promise, praise the Lamb of God, you may abuse the promise. But when you see that the promise is bigger than you, it was before you, praise the Lamb of God, and it should be after you, then you will handle the promise with care. Hello, Brett. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You'll handle the promise differently. Praise the Lamb of God. You won't go in saying, look what I got.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
When you say, look what the Lord has done for us, praise the Lamb of God, that us will have, praise the Lamb of God, an everlasting effect. Praise the Lamb of God.
Built on solid rock. Built on that solid
rock.
What
God is promising me right now is for me, my children, my children's children's children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Affect the entire globe.
Amen.
The promise that's on my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I handle it personally and act like it's just mine, then I'm going to walk around with it like that. It's going to miniaturize my thinking. It's going to bring me into selfishness. It's going to cause me to have a controlling spirit. And it'll never be able to germinate in the way that God intended. Hello, light bulb. Now, I'm going to tell you how powerful this is, and then we're going to move on. This is how powerful it is. Because of the children of Israel had that negative, selfish, this is our promise, when they went into the promised land, they didn't teach their children properly.
Oh, man, hallelujah.
The next generation rose up, hallelujah, who knew not the Lord. That's what the Bible says. When Joshua died, a generation rose up that knew not the Lord, neither the ways of the Lord, neither the things that God had done for them. Now look at the young people today. You'll see the problem. Now we're back at the peripheral promise again. All of these precious promises has been made for this season. For God to do again what he has already done over and over again. Make a promise to his people. Take them through the process.
Amen.
Bring them to the place of promise. Cause the promise to manifest. With a hope in his heart, that somebody will catch hold to this and understand that these promises has eternal value. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not just for you right now. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody will get hold of that, that'll listen to this tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch now. Watch now. Now, the scriptures Brett read are very, very powerful. Praise the Lamb. Those first five verses. Five is the number of grace and favor. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Those first five verses. When he talks to Joshua, Joshua comes and talks to the people about sanctifying them. The first thing you're going to have to do, people of God, number one, Brett, we're going to have to put ourselves under scrutiny. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, somebody ain't going to like this part. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to put yourself under close scrutiny, under the eye of scrutiny, and you're going to have to watch your own ways.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have to evaluate yourself. You're going to have to analyze you. Excuse me. And, see, I'm excited about this. I'm trying to do what Angel told me, but I'm too excited about this. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just get excited as men, you know, Brett.
Hallelujah. Yeah, sorry. I talked loud.
I know the blessing is in here, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to put yourself under scrutiny. Praise the Lamb of God. The eye of scrutiny is the eye of observance. That I'm going to observe myself. I'm going to think on my ways. I'm going to watch me. Praise the Lamb of God. So that I don't give the devil place.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to watch me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that I can make sure that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, I know I'm talking good talk here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to keep me under scrutiny. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to watch me. Because I know that no one can make me lose what God promised me but me.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. No one can make me miss it but me. So I must keep myself under prayerful scrutiny. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I must understand what God's desire is for me in this season. Praise the Lamb. Because if I miss that, then I'm not going to walk according to his precepts. Praise the Lamb of God. And according to his commandments, according to his will, I'm not going to live the kingdom life. Hallelujah. That's reflective of the King. I must be a reflection of Jesus Christ in this season. My love has to be right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong. My love has to be right. Therefore, I must be an agent of forgiveness. Hallelujah. I must be the agent of peace. I must be the peacemaker and not the peace breaker. Come on, talk to me, saints of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I must be the one, hallelujah, that live the Christ kind of way. I must do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's what God is requiring of us in this season. And if I'm not going to do that and be willing to do that, then I'm going to miss the mark. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not willing to miss the mark because of me not paying attention to what God would have for me to do in this season. You must keep yourself under scrutiny. Praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Praise the Lamb. Number two. Hallelujah. The whole idea of the Ark of the Covenant in those five verses was to secure the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, okay. Okay. Now let's talk. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Ark of the Covenant bread represented the presence of the Lord. And it wasn't just a representation, it was his presence. Hallelujah. It was the manifest presence of God that went with the children of Israel everywhere they went. So God told them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about the ark. He talked to them about the ark, about his presence. We must secure, praise the Lamb of God, the presence of God, the presence of his spirit. You must know that you have the spirit of God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, that you're led by his spirit. I dealt with that. I told you all that a few minutes ago, that that's my motto this year, that I'm being led by the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if the Spirit of the Lord goes before you, it's going to lead you into all truths. That's the first assignment of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. When he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will lead you into all truths. Praise the Lamb of God. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he's going to convict you of sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who secure, praise the Lamb of God, with a maintenancing mind, that I'm going to make sure that the Spirit of God and me is on point with one another, praise the Lamb of God, sin will not have rule over you.
Amen.
Because you can't secure them without it. You have to release whatever is wrong, praise the Lamb of God. You have to release whatever is ungodly. You have to release whatever is abominable. You have to release whatever displeases God, you let it go. You turn it loose, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't continue in sin, as the old people used to say, and feel your Savior's love. Hallelujah. Somewhere or another, you'll come to a bridge, Brett, where you have to say, I'm going to choose God or I'm going to choose the world.
Amen.
Somewhere you got to come to that bridge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. So, people of God, you must secure, praise the Lamb of God, the presence of God in your life. How I'm going to do that? Prayer. Praise. Worship. The word. Prayer. Praise. Worship. The word. The two P's, the two W's. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember now, the first point always cover all of them. I got myself under scrutiny. So if I'm under scrutiny in my prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, Brett, I'm making sure that sin does not abide, so I'm repenting.
Yes.
That repentant spirit is on me. I'm quick to say I'm sorry. I'm quick, praise the Lamb of God, to note when something is wrong and say, no, that wasn't right for me to say. I was wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Quick for reconciliation. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and while I was talking to her, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and told me, said, tell her, praise the Lamb of God, that I said that I have ordained her to be the peacemaker in her family.
Hey, Prophet, can I ask you a question?
Sure, that's what we have.
When we go into the repentant state, and I'm trying to make sure that we all have a firm grasp on that, is when we go into something we know is not wrong, we want to declare and make sure that that's something we don't want to keep repenting over the same thing, saying, oh, I'm sorry for talking about this person or doing that or doing this. We have to come to a place to turn from that particular thing that we're dealing with and go, you know what I'm saying, and make it a permanent decision, you know what I mean, a permanent moving forward.
Yeah.
Action. Yes.
Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Repentance means to turn from something and turn towards something.
Yes.
I turn toward from wrong and I turn toward right.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, I turn from ungodliness and I turn to God.
To godliness, yeah. Permanently.
To God.
Yeah.
Not just godliness, I turn to God. I turn to God's way.
Yeah.
I turn to doing things God's way. Because if I have to repent, it only means that I have faltered in doing things the way God would have me to do it. That's why you have to repent. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you have walked out of the way of God. Hallelujah. So our scrutiny must be with us in these areas also. I have to monitor my prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. My praise, my worship, and my word life. I have to get some word in me every day. I have to nurture myself with word every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because by the vehicle of the word, the Logos, that written word, God speaks to me more than in any other place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you and those of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's running around here, prophetic people, that's not prayers and not word people, and think you hearing God every day, all day, something wrong with you.
Amen.
You need to change that. Praise the Lamb of God. God speaks out of the Logos word. Praise the Lamb of God by his spirit. That written word is important to you. Hallelujah. And you must baptize yourself. I mean, if you keep reading Joshua there, praise the Lamb, in the first and second chapter of Joshua, the Lord says to Joshua, he says to him, he says, if you will obey my commandments, rehearse them in your heart and obey them, then will you have good success. Praise the Lamb of God. David comes to us, the first psalm you read, meditating in the law of the Lord, in the word of God, day and night. Then you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Hallelujah. It's right there in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
So your meditation on the word, hallelujah, you have to have it. Praise the Lamb of God. I have word scriptures in places in my house, in my private laboratory, praise the Lamb of God, that's the picture of the watchtower with the ocean crashing in under it, praise the Lamb of God, with Psalms 18 under it. The Lord is my rock and my refuge, my deliverer. I read that every day. I stop and read it every day. I don't just glance at it. I read it every morning when I get up. And then I interpret it. El Shaddai is my rock and my refuge. Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lamb. Y'all don't understand, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all don't understand how I operate and why the Spirit of God uses me like he does. I stay plugged into that word, people of God. No one can unplug me from the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must meditate on that word. So understand that. The presence of God is very important. Same thing with praise. Same thing with worship. I must have praise time. I must have worship time so that I can become intimate with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My devotional reading today, hallelujah, that I sent out to some of my young daughters who are very young in age, I sent out to them, today is about God inhabiting the praises of his people. So you must make sure that you have that. Hallelujah, because you want the habitation of God to be with you. All you have to do is become a praiser. And if you're praising God, hallelujah, and not praising the air, if you're praising God, then you secure the presence of God in your life. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the next one. I don't want to mess up. I want to get through these today. because I got more stuff for the rest of the week. Hallelujah. The next one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is sanctification is a must. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen to what he says. Sanctify yourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, we talk about this all the time, but a lot of us still haven't done it. The level of your sanctification, praise the Lamb of God, will determine the level of your visitation from God. Is going to determine, praise the Lamb of God, the level of God's mediation and the level of God's revelation in your life. What have you sanctified yourself from? And what have you sanctified yourself to? It's very important concerning your promise, people of God. Hallelujah. Now, we know sanctification means to be set apart for God's usage. In its simplest deduction, watch what God says to them, Britt, right there in verse 5. Sanctify yourselves. Am I right? It
says sanctify yourself. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
He says, sanctify yourselves. Read on a little bit, Britt, so they can see the level of sanctification.
And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priest to bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water, ye shall stand in Jordan. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Jergesites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of all passes over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take your 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of every man, and that shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all of earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, and the waters of Jordan shall cut off from the waters that shall come from above, and shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from the tents to the Passover to Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bear the ark where they come unto the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflow of all of banks in the time of harvest.
Right. So watch this. So that shows the great manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. It shows the great manifestation of the sanctification. But the sanctification, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God demands of them is to wash themselves with water. Praise the Lamb of God. He told them don't come near their wives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, which is sexual activity. He said that to the married couples. So it was somewhat like a one-day fast, praise the Lamb of God, a fasting time for them in sanctification. And you must come to understand, people of God, hallelujah, the importance of your sanctification. See, a lot of times people tell you to sanctify yourselves and for us to live sanctified, but it's without purpose. It doesn't have a purpose. You're supposed to be sanctified, but you don't have a real purpose for it. When you're sanctified with a purpose, praise the Lamb of God, it takes on new meaning. It has a new place in your life, praise the Lamb of God, because you know that your level of sanctification is going to produce the manifestation that God has promised. Now, what if the children of Israel had not sanctified themselves? there wouldn't have been no crossing over. Wait a minute, the Lord is speaking. Wait a minute. Oh, my God in heaven. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, and I'm not going to take this back. Hallelujah. As a prophet of God, I won't take this back. God says, tell the people that I'm ready to manifest myself to them if only they would sanctify themselves. If only they would sanctify themselves. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, God, thank you.
That's what God just spoke to me. Mm. Hallelujah. Interrupted the show. Praise the Lamb of God. To say that to you all. Or say that to us. I'm ready, God says. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To manifest myself to them. If only they would sanctify themselves.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Woo! Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my Brent, pray for
yes.
us right now.
Hallelujah.
Pray for this sanctification right
Thank
now.
You, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your rhema word, Father God. Thank you right now, God, for your people who are tuned in right now, Father God, and spirits are open, Father God. Fertile ground right now, Father God. And let us right now, all in the corporate body, Father God, sanctify our minds, sanctify our homes, Father God. Sanctify, Father God, anything, Father God, that's connected, that's a part of us, Father God. Sanctify our souls, Father God, and this, Father God, repent, Father God, of everything, Father God. Wash us clean, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for falling right now on your people, Father God. I thank you for prophet right now, Father God, to speak to your people, Father God. Have your way, Father God, in your lives and your people right now in the name of Jesus. We declare it so, Father God. We declare people are chains are being broken off right now through sanctification. We declare finances released right now because of sanctification, Father God. We declare blessings released right now because of the sanctification of your saints right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you, Father God. We glorify your name right now, God. We thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Father God. Glorify your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Jesus, my
name. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
My name.
God says, sanctify yourselves.
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God, if I was you, so I'm talking to everybody now, I would write down the word, sanctify myself somewhere, but you can see it every day. Keep it before you. Praise the Lamb of God. To enter into your spirit solid. Sanctify yourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Set yourself apart from things that are ungodly.
Yes, God.
Set yourself apart from people who are ungodly. Set yourself apart from wickedness.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Make a covenant with your eyes. But I'm not looking at that filth. Make a covenant with your ears. I'm not listening to the devil's music. Y'all don't like me. I'm telling you what God says.
Thank you.
Sanctify yourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see the salvation and the manifestation of your God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
And see, Brett, this whole place where Joshua and the Mizet shit them was a place of comfortability. They were comfortable. They were just sitting there eating and drinking and all of this. You need to read about that. And God said, wait a minute now, I'm ready to take you into the promise.
Mm.
Overflow.
And everybody think promise and stuff is absolute automatic. All right, I tell you what you do. Go promise one of your children you're gonna buy them when they graduate from high school, you're going to buy them a car to go to college. And then let your child be on drugs when they graduate high school and you know it. Are you going to buy them a car?
No chance to happen.
Not a chance. Then don't play God stupid either. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you think God don't have more wisdom than you? Praise the Lamb of God. Of course he does. Let me get back on this thing, because the Lord is here today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, Brett. Praise the Lamb. We just got a few more minutes. Our sanctification is secured. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Back to the top. I got to scrutinize my sanctification. I got to watch me. God set a watch over his word. You got to set a watch over you.
Yeah.
I have to watch me. Know why? Because I deceive myself all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. If I ask everybody to push one, If I'm right, the whole line probably would light up if I said, everybody on the show, whoever said they were going on a diet, praise the Lamb of God, that kept to their diet every day for 365 days of the year, praise the Lamb of God, push one with no ones pushed. Know why? We deceive ourselves all the time.
Trick ourselves. Try to trick ourselves.
We trick ourselves all the time. We said we're gonna do something. We get up in the morning and say, I'm gonna do this today. I'm gonna clean that room. I'm gonna do this, and it don't get clean. I'm gonna write bread.
I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna go work out today. I'm gonna go.
We deceive ourselves. Sanctification must be scrutinized and must be watched over and must be observed. Even your thought life, people of God. Hallelujah. Even your thought life, you got to get it under subjection now. Bring it in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bring it in.
Hallelujah.
Your thoughts under subjection. Hallelujah. God is ready to visit, God is ready to manifest. The question is, are we ready for the manifestation? Praise the Lamb of God. The question is, are we ready for the manifestation of the promises? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, my last point is this, and we're going on home. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Synchronizing. You got to synchronize yourself with the Spirit of God. The kairos timing. You can't move before God release you.
Uh-oh.
I just messed up somebody's plans. I'm sorry. You cannot move, praise the Lamb of God, without the Spirit of God saying, go. That's called going premature. You must synchronize yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to go when God say go, to step where God say step, to do what God say do in God's time, not yours. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
When God gave them a time and he said, sanctify yourselves, he said, tomorrow, I want to do something great for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to take you over this Jordan tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're willing, praise the Lamb of God, to move in my rhythm, are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to move in my timing. Are you willing to march by the rhythm of the eternal drum major? People of God, it's your time, it's your season. The promise is there. God's ready to visit, God's ready to manifest. Are you ready for it? I just gave you a prescription for your promise. I love you, I bless you. Brett, thank you for being here with me, man.
Bless you, Prophet, bless you.
Hallelujah, I love you, man of God. People of God, Prophet loves you, I love you. If you don't have the manual, send for it, psmintl.org. The water is there, that healing water. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, your new one is coming out to you. Of course, I haven't been able to get out, but angels said it's out this week. Praise the Lamb of God, all of that. Those of you who want some healing water, praise the Lamb of God. The bottles and stuff is laying in there on top. Praise the Lamb of God of the manna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, some oil is coming to you also. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, people of God. I bless you. We have to go. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future. Know what God is doing. He's making all of us brand new.
Rolled away.